Patreons.
Patrons.
Patrons. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know.
Some thick.
Yes.
With a capital K.
You're thick.
Capital F and a capital K.
Yes.
Yeah.
You also that's drive a goof.
I don't drive anything, do I?
That's true. A goof cart.
Stop talking about cars, Bulge, you fucking.
Have you heard about your drifty thing yet or not yet?
No, I'm really worried about that.
Yeah.
I said about why I'm worried, no? Or not?
Don't know.
Well, I got the initial letter from the fuzzy muff.
You got a nip and then haven't heard nothing since.
I haven't
since.
Heard nothing. And I'm really worried for some reason. I don't know why.
You missed the court date.
Yeah, genuinely. Yeah. I can appeal it, can't I, surely?
Maybe.
Well, I did last time, remember? Remember? What happened last time?
The magic tree defence.
No. I've done that, haven't I, on this episode or not?
Also, well, explain the magic tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah.
Bone to pick with you, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Man new as well, I think.
Uh-oh.
George Foreman.
George Foreman grill?
Lean, mean, fat, inhaling, fuck machine.
Yeah. Dead, isn't he? Yeah. He's not dead.
What?
He's not dead.
No. I thought he was dead.
Very much alive.
Oh. Why is that a bone to pick with us, though?
Because we said he was dead.
Yeah. Sad demise.
Sad and demise. Sad mise.
Happy mise.
Yeah. Happy mise.
Or glad mise, do you think?
Mise just makes you think of that all you can eat Chinese restaurant in Taunton.
Maize.
Mise.
Mise, yeah.
Yeah. But you got to do the mise.
Yeah. Because they're Italian.
Yeah, obviously.
And mise, it sounds like someone's just thrown acid in your face. Me eyes.
Me eyes.
Now's not the time for Chinese, you fat fuck.
No, acid attack.
No, that's not sweet and sour sauce, that's acid.
Yeah.
Acid.
Oh, LSD. No.
No, you're thinking of MSG.
Yeah.
That's very good for you.
That's the addictive part of it.
Good
yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
For me.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's three left, John.
The one who wishes he was a professional comedian.
Yeah, whatever that means. So on then. Right, John, you're on your phone.
Karma comedian.
Yeah. Good point.
Good point. How traditional herbs get approved. Gets
was this shuffle,
how
was
traditional herbs get
he's such a lorry
approved
driver, isn't he?
Effects of being polyglot.
He talks like me.
Is he text? Are you texting whilst driving shuffles?
He types like I talk. That was hard to say.
He talk.
Mom.
So,
how to avoid procrastination? I could do with that.
Yeah,
could really do with that.
I feel like you should try and explain it. Actually, no.
What procrastinating is?
No, how to avoid procrastinating.
I don't know. I can tell you how to procrastinate. I wouldn't. I'll get halfway through it and start doing something else.
I feel like the third one applies more to you.
How to avoid being late?
Yeah.
No, accept me for who I am as a person.
No.
Yes.
Ignorant bastard.
John was late today. I didn't mention it, did I?
Only on the group.
Actually,
chat.
No, I did. I said, hello, John, nice of you to join us. I don't know if you heard me.
Yeah.
Oh, you did, good.
Yeah, and I chose to ignore you.
Good, excellent.
I don't know if you heard that bit.
Did I hear you ignoring me?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, actually.
Very audible.
Yes. Shrugged as well, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
Can you... you're fiddling with your mic as well again, aren't you? You're like a child.
Well, it's got this a shiny... It's got a shiny thing on it.
Fucking magpie.
Shiny. So...
Mic there, John.
Kim,
who fucks Mike.
South Carolina.
Want to know how you come up with your name for the podcast? So
was it you or me that
it was
up
me?
It? I thought it was you. Of course, it was you.
Of course, it was me. So, for those of you that don't know, there is a popular saying which seems to go better in the car scene, or seems to be more frequently used in the car scene, which is...
What were we talking about? Were we talking about that group, okay, Lavish Life?
Stop talking.
Apparently, what you've got to say isn't as important as what Bulge has to say.
I'm just trying to... What were we talking about at the time? Is it that group, that car group, Lavish Life?
I don't remember.
And they were all driving around in shitboxes.
Yeah, but there was nothing lavish
at all.
There was
fuck all lavish about any of it. I think it was a bit of a piss take out of that.
You know they say, like, oh, thanks, mate. They say, oh, do you remember where you were when? And have you ever found there's certain points in life that, really randomly, you just remember where you were when you heard it or found out or whatever?
Yeah.
I was stood having a piss in my office toilet at Celestine when you came up in the
Glad
group
you
chat with...
that. Well, pissing on my Apple Mac.
I was actually walking the dog.
You remember, do you?
Yeah. I was walking the dog, and it literally went bing in my head.
I was under the impression that you just sort of said it off the cuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's it. There it is. That's it. That's what we're having.
Well, I did sort of...
Do you want to start again before you got rudely interrupted?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So there is a popular saying, and it's used mostly in the car scene, of having a champagne lifestyle on a lemonade budget,
yeah.
i.e. driving around in a car you can't afford.
Yeah. You need this. You can afford it, though.
Oh!
driving around in a car the DVLA said you shouldn't be doing.
Or, you know, basically along those lines, buying wheels that you can't afford.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. So
sort of getting loans out to do stuff and credit cards to do stuff and then not paying back those loans or credit cards and then getting another credit card to do something else.
Yeah. So or, as you know, I say...
Or, being married to someone who likes horses.
Or well, me this time.
No, my joke... mine was a funny joke. Yours, you completely derailed it. Can I say the joke again?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about all these different things about money spent. I said, yeah, or having a wife that's into horses as well. And you're into civics. Hawkins?
Oh.
That's all it was. You're supposed to laugh.
Right.
Can I get a fake laugh?
Well, say something.
Nice. Bulge.
Say something funny and I'll laugh.
Bulge.
Anyway, I will get there in the... I mean, thankfully, this is at least half an hour that
yeah,
I can
yeah, we've got nothing else to talk about,
John. Just drag it how out. We came out with the name.
Yes.
So what going name? Back to the early 20th century... yeah, so obviously the popular saying is champagne lifestyle on a lemonade budget. So for us, it was far more fitting for it to be a lemonade lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because on a very lemonade budget.
On a council pop budget, yeah. i.e. water.
Yes. And not filtered water out of a bottle.
No.
Tap.
From tap. So, yes.
And then Niall started earning £180 an hour and John just sort of did everything right in life and is...
No, John carried right. on doing things right in
John
life.
John decided to actually finance himself up to the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, but mind
I'd do it if I could.
Mind yeah. you, Bulger just told me that he's going to be getting paid over £20 an hour.
On Sundays.
And he's got three of them this month.
Bloody hell. Dinner's on you then, bye.
Sunday too dinner.
Late. I've already bought it.
Sunday dinner.
Yeah. Good for a carvery.
Cool, yeah. Oh, don't I'm hungry.
I do like a carvery.
Yeah, carvery's do, a fucking
as long
good.
As it's a decent carvery.
Yeah, Rally's, like, Rally's Cross is good.
Tell you where is good is the Hare and Hounds in Sidbury.
On the okay, way, yeah.
From Unerton.
Unerton.
And on
up
the,
over the top.
Yeah, there. Yeah. We know we go like left for Winscombe, innit?
Yes.
Yeah, there, that on that.
I'm the, sure Michael from South Carolina knows what I mean.
Yeah. Google Maps, mate. Just look for Honiton and just scroll around just, a bit, you'll find it.
Or just go to Google Maps, type in Hare and Hound.
In Sidbury.
Sidbury.
Near Arnerton.
Near Arnerton.
Yeah. Between Arnerton and Sidmouth.
Sidders.
Yes, I'll tell you where Skitterous. Else is good.
Go on.
Where else is genuinely very good is the pub called the Alliford Inn. And it is...
Alliford? In Alla?
Alliford.
Oh, in Alliford.
Yeah.
Sounds like where you used to come from.
No, it's just outside Wellington.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently. Weary Traveller does a good fucking carvery.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Anyway, enough of the carvery talk. To be fair, most of our patrons are local anyway, apart from about two or three.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, he just looks concerned.
Nope. So, yes... Do we want to try and answer this?
The thing was... There
polyglon.
Was
a... does anyone know what polyglot is?
No.
Not a scoop.
Okay.
Not a flat four.
I'm going to Google it. You guys carry on.
Oh, shit. Fuck, I wasn't expecting this.
Not the sound of an... No.
What?
fuck's sake.
A film quote?
No.
Impending... the Doom. Sound of an impending... No, the arrival of an impending arrival of a moron.
That's it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Scoobery.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike. And I said Scoobery.
That was
polyglot
slick.
Meaning.
Slick.
Slick. Like Niall's underpants.
No, full of shit.
knowing or using several languages.
That ain't gonna happen.
A person who Bonjour. Knows and is able to use several languages.
Yep.
New Orleans have always been a polyglot city. But what the fuck has that got to do with...
New Orleanians.
Traditional herbs gets...
What happened in New Orleans? They had an earthquake, hurricane, didn't they?
Hurricane.
Hurricane Katrina. More like Hurricane Tortilla.
Nope, more TikTok, we don't understand.
It's Vine. You remember Vine?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was a Vine, I'll show you. I'll show you a Vine on TikTok.
Okay.
I mean, you can carry on.
You know, you're a nonce, right?
Oh, fuck off. Oh, shit, hello. What the fuck, Richard?
Yes, so anyway, we'll try and steer this back to some sort of conversation as such.
What's that? Conversation.
Oh, yeah. You're such a fucking anus.
I try.
So, I was going to... Hold on.
No?
That was shit. That definitely wasn't worth the build-up.
There you go. Vine.
Right.
Okay.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Worth it.
Oh, them's were the days. Well, I don't see you bringing fuck all to the table, Bulge. Exactly. Yeah. Good comeback. Sorry, as you were saying, Jonathan.
I don't even remember what I was saying now.
Conversational direction.
Steering it back in towards a conversation of some description.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you, and I don't know if we've done this before. Have we done films before?
I think we have. We can do it again. People have short memories.
Okay, well, I
we
know...
We do this on average.
Clearly.
If we can't remember doing them, they can't remember what we said about it.
I know it's sort of car related. I was going to ask what your favourite car related film is.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Original or film. Nick Cage?
Oh, Nick Cage.
There's an original?
Nah, it's you one didn't from know the there's 70s. An
original? No.
God.
Yeah, there's one from
Has
the
it got Nicolas Cage in it? Not interesting.
Yes, he was a fetus.
There's a well-known... Well, I say well-known. Not really into your dance music, are you? There's like a noughties dance track. It was Samim Heater, I think it was called. Right. And the music video was just clips of the original Gone in 60 Seconds movie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I like the original. Sorry, I like the remake. Gone in 60 Seconds.
So I was going to say, like, do you like dramatised, or not dramatised, but Hollywood-type car films? Or...
Well, there's nothing else, is there?
Well, yeah, there is, because you've got, like, Senna.
Yeah. Documentary. Yeah.
But is it not a film?
It is a film.
Was it or was it not at the cinema?
Yes.
At the pictures?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but you can also go to the cinema to watch, like, music gigs. That's not a film either, is
well,
it?
Not. Yeah, I mean, that's since COVID, isn't it? That's just a...
No, you can still do it now.
Yes, but I don't know if you know what since means... But basically, what it means is that COVID happened, after that, things happen, and you can say since.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking time wasting, aren't I?
I see. Nice. I'll stop trying to stop you. You're mocking me and dragging it out.
No. So, like, me personally, I really the more I think about it, and the more I remember of the film. As such, I really do like the Ford versus Ferrari Le Mans 66.
That was a good film.
I think that is very, very good.
I need to watch it again, I think.
Was very well
done. I really enjoyed it, don't get me wrong. I did really enjoy it, but it's one of those films that I watched, thoroughly enjoyed, and haven't revisited it for my own pleasure since. And I did see a clip on a sort of video-based platform app.
YouTube.
No. Come on.
TikTok.
You're a nonce. You're a nonce, that one.
You said it.
Clip. Yeah, about you, not me. No. I said you're, not I'm. Not yet. Yeah, and I just sort of thought, fuck, I need to watch that film again.
Yeah.
And what's he called, matey boy, who plays the driver?
Ken Miles. That's,
Ken Miles.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, Jim yeah. Bale. Now, I don't know if Ken Miles...
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I stabbed you for... Oh, no, that was a piss take, wasn't it?
Hey, guy who breathes through a crab.
Yeah, it was also Batman and the bloke who shouted at the intern for not bringing him the coffee that was hot enough and nearly got sacked. Okay. But I don't know if Ken Miles was that insufferable in real life, but he just makes it so much, not harder to watch, but he was an insufferable twat, wasn't he? Oh, yeah. For fuck's sake.
I think he was a bit like that.
Well, obviously, they wouldn't have played, but do you know what I mean? Would he have been that bad?
Maybe.
Like that bit when he goes into that Ford unveiling and just acts like
for the Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know he was a know-it-all, but he acted like a know-it-all.
Yeah.
And I just sort of...
I mean, in fairness, when the Mustang did come to market, it was a bit... meh.
Yeah. All fucking pig iron.
Yeah. Six-cylinder.
Say pig iron.
No.
Okay. John, say pig iron.
Pig iron.
Well, you know, I take it. If Watch was here, he'd say it.
He would. But then, obviously, like, on the other... on the other end of the spectrum,
Niall,
I do like.
You fucker.
Have you seen the film Baby Driver?
No.
Yes.
Keep being told I need to watch Baby Driver.
It's really good. It's nothing to do with
and
cars.
And I'm also told, no. I can't believe you haven't watched Baby Driver.
Yeah.
You're into cars. And I go, I know.
It's nothing to do with cars. It's an action film.
Yeah, it's cars, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how Fast and Furious was supposed to be as well, by the way.
Well, it's an action film that happened to have cars in it.
Yeah, but it took off because it had cars in it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it kind of came back the cars.
Well, what they did...
It came about the cars and the impossible as well, I believe.
Yeah.
And the downright stupid and casting dead people and family. That was basically it.
Okay. So... What would you like me to say?
Just not sound like... Why has he spoken? Oh, well, at least he's finished. Anyway, as I was going to say.
Well, that's how I feel.
Oh, well,
I'm trying to be authentic for our listeners.
Fuck off. Right, go. Carry on then.
Well, I was just going to sort of ask yours two's opinions. Uses.
What, so we're allowed to reply?
Well.
Bulges.
But obviously, Bulge. You've got like other films.
All right, here's a quick question. Quick fire. Favourite Fast and Furious film of the whole franchise? One.
First one.
What about. You weren't really into that, were you?
No.
I did like Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
It was a decent film, but I think.
Better than the second one.
I think Fast and Furious 5 was.
Fast 5.
Was very good.
Well, I think that was good on the basis that...
Was that the last full one with Paul Walker until it went to Paul Floaty Face?
Floaty Face. Family.
That was the one with...
Did you cry?
The Dodge...
Did I cry?
Did you cry?
Oh, that was an emotional wreck, mate.
Did you actually cry? Yeah. Did you not? Bulge? Did you cry?
At what?
When they go their separate ways and the Floaty Face?
No.
And knowing he's dead?
No. I was laughing at the CGI.
Yeah, I didn't cry either. How sad that would be.
I don't think I've ever cried at a film.
Fuck off,
no,
really?
Swear down. Yeah,
seriously?
Yeah,
because it's not real?
No, I did.
Are you an emotional person anyway?
Yeah, I cry. I got all teary and emotional when I watched the last ever episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, that is quite sad. We stood at that empty room. I'll give you that. I was about to call you out and I just pictured it. I thought,
in the empty house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terrible, mate.
I got a little bit like...
I cried at the last episode of Friends. Do every time.
Yes.
You could just put that on now.
Yeah.
The last 10, 15 minutes. And then when she... I got off the plane. Oh, no, she got off. Oh, man, honestly. I went to Fatboy Slim, Brighton Beach, we were talking about earlier. I cried at the end of that.
Gay.
I cried.
For what reason?
Because you played All Saints. This is another discussion that we don't have time for. Next week we're talking about why Niall cried at a Fatboy Slim concert.
Because he's a pussy.
Because he's a pussy. Pussy. Pussy.
Old.
Pussy. We've lost all control now. Mainly because I started talking. But yeah, I'll cry. I've cried at...
I don't think...
Adverts? John Lewis, Christmas one?
No.
Fucking Heart of Stone over here. Sharon Stone.
I don't think, genuinely, I don't think I've ever cried at a film. I don't think I have.
Sharon Stone.
I'll tell you the one
pussy.
That I did get the one that I
pussy.
Did get very emotional at
yeah,
was the
on.
Last Wolverine film, Logan.
Why? What happens in that?
That was quite sad, actually.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, he dies.
Oh, does he? Mm. I think you have to put a pause after spoiler alert.
Damn, motherfucker.
Try it again.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
He dead.
Not fair.
But yeah, I did get a little bit emotional at that. Like, I felt a bit emotional at that.
I tell you what, here's something I cried at recently. And we can talk about it next episode. Not next episode, when we do the main one. Video montage of Craig Breen. Crying his eyes out because he got his first podium in the WRC.
Mm.
And it shows his progression throughout the categories. You see him winning some junior championship, and he's obviously really happy and emotional, his family there. Da, da. And he makes it to the WRC, and it shows him sort of crashing and struggling. And then, yeah, he takes his helmet off, takes his balaclava thing off. And he's just trying to be interviewed whilst crying. And, like, knowing that he just died as well. Spoiler alert. He died.
Sad demise.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like... creepy. I was like that. But like, I was, yeah, tears, genuine tears.
Mm.
And I rewatched it again with someone. And then I had to get a bit... God, it's dusty in here. God, hay fever's kicking in. Do you know what I mean? There you go. That, you know... What about... What else? No, it's sad.
Titanic.
No.
I just found that funny and thought Rose was a cunt. Let him on the door, you cheeky cunt.
Yeah, true. There's a line in that film, and I do generally like the Titanic film. And
she got her waps out. That was quite good.
Yeah, fair play to the old bird.
She wasn't old at the time.
No, she wasn't old in 1997.
I wanted the 80-year-old to get him out. Just lift a skirt up. Way. Pussy.
Crusty nipple.
Cheese sandwich.
I'm a real nerd when it comes to Titanic and everything else, but there's a line in that film when he...
Of ketamine?
Never.
No.
The old vitamin C powder. Anyway, when Rose has just jumped over the... Well, tried to jump over the boat.
Oh, caffeine.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
She tries to commit harikari. Old fucking Jack Dawson saves her. They come back thinking he's trying to ride her into battle against her will. Turns out she's not. They clock on that, oh, he's just saved her. And her current husband says to his minder, give him, you know, a tenner or whatever to first, you know, for doing it.
Give him 5 lashes.
And she goes, oh, is that all my life's worth? Is that all it's worth, saving the love of your life? And he goes, ugh. And he just turns around and I've been married. You're married. You know, and he just goes, Rose is displeased. What to do? And I just thought, yep, every man has been there. Rose is displeased. What to do?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Big Daddy makes me cry. Forrest Gump makes me cry.
Forrest Gump, that's a fucking good film.
Yeah.
Fucking good film. Journey and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Journey.
Yeah, I love you, AIDS-ridden bitch. Is it AIDS she had?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm dying in Forrest.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Mind you, I watched... is it called We Will Rock You? The Queen...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Right film, wrong song.
Yeah. I watched that, and I did get a little bit emotion on that one.
Really? I've not seen it.
Oh, it's really good. It is, honestly, it's really good.
Spoiler alert, Queen. Freddie Mercury's dead.
Spoiler alert,
he dies.
Yeah,
spoiler alert, he gets AIDS. Freddie dead.
Does it show that? Not him. Actually.
I was going to say,
the anal.
Yeah, they showed him. They showed him getting it.
Yeah, the
and
contrast.
They showed him dying of it.
Yeah, and gagging for it, on it, in it.
Morning.
Ass mouth. Oh wait. No.
Yeah,
it does. Is it?
Yeah, but if it's a sort of true to life, what's it called?
Biography.
Yeah.
Bioepic.
Biographic. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If it's true to life, one of those words.
Non bio fabric softener.
Then the way he tells the group, God, that it made me get really like, oh.
Oh, what, you shit. Come?
Yeah.
That's the noise he made.
Yeah. Because he just a bit of a spoiler. He just says to them. Because obviously they sort of semi-disbanded and then they got back together for the Live Aid gig.
Yeah.
And as he's trying to get them all back together, he says,
sporting an enormous mustache.
I've got to tell you, I've got it.
Right.
And they all go, got what? And he says something along the lines of, you know what?
Yeah. I'm gay. What's a pandemic at the minute? Put two and two together.
And you've got an itchy anus. This like little heartwarming scene where they all
embrace,
band together as such.
Touch tips. Oh wait, no.
Are you going to start crying now?
Gingerly touch our tips.
Don't bring me into it.
That's a line off of Role Models, isn't it?
yeah.
Brilliant film.
That's a fucking awesome film. Yeah.
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
Big Daddy make you cry? When he takes a kid away at the end?
No. But then I haven't seen it in a long time.
That's an old film now, isn't it, Big Daddy?
Yeah, 90s, wasn't it? Late 90s?
Yeah. 98?
99, I think.
97. 2000.
And 43.
Oh, it's in the future.
It is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Set in the 90s, maybe. Yeah. Made 30 it, years time.
Yeah, I mean, this conversation didn't go exactly as I planned, but it's fine.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I sort of derailed it. But go back to... We still got time.
What is the time?
3.5 minutes. It's 7:20. What, we... Go on, go back to what you were saying.
Good evening and welcome to the...
Start again, like I've run out of battery or hit fucking stop by accident.
No, so... Yeah, I was only going to ask, like, can you appreciate an action film with some car-y bits, or do you just prefer
a car-y
film?
I can if the car-y like bits Ronin, are done well, like Ronin.
Where that is done really well, because you definitely can't tell when it changes from an M5 to a 535 back to an
M5. So basically, whenever damage is going to occur, it magically becomes a 535.
Yeah.
But for the beauty shots, it's an M5.
Yeah, we've got a big budget for this film, but we're not reckoning an M5. It's not about the money, it's about the car.
Yeah.
But,
Audi S8?
Yeah. What about Italian Job?
Well, the original? I assume you mean the OG one with Michael Caine.
As far as I'm concerned, there isn't a sequel.
Yeah.
It's not a remake, but we're going to call it. It's
more of a prequel to the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's dog shit. Italian Job's good. Miura at the start.
And that song as well.
Sad Demise.
What happens if you hit a digger?
It is. Yeah. It's
conveniently placed there.
It was a bulldozer, I think.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Let's split hairs, so we can't be you.
Oh! He's saying got bum fluff across my hairline.
At least I've got a hairline.
Yeah, but it's going back though, isn't it?
Yeah, not as far as yours.
I'm not going to win this one, am I? No, I ain't going to win that.
I'm ginger, it doesn't matter. Oh my god, that was fun.
Niall's so pleased with himself.
Yeah. I don't win these arguments ever, do I? That's why. Oh, just give me 5 minutes. Here we go. Hello, welcome to Lemonade Lifestyle. Oh,
so, I think as long as the car bits are done well, I can't stand it when they dub the wrong noise over something. That really
annoys me as well. There's two noises that annoy me in movies, sounds rather. One is when they dub the wrong noise on. I think it's not that fucking hard to do it right.
Yeah.
And then everything else will be spot on. Oh, let's just have fucking V8 noises when it's quite clearly straight. So, like, no.
With a Honda Civic that somehow has an LSV8 in it.
Yeah.
No.
Is also when they make tyre screeching noises, like on dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dirt. It's not going to make that
and
noise.
And the other one that I really hate, along the lines of tyre screech noises, is whether they're on dirt or not on dirt.
Yeah.
Whenever they pull up to a stop, there's always a little...
Yeah.
You know, and you think, like, I have stopped hard several times.
Yeah.
But this guy has gone from the entrance to a car park to the shop, and
he's just locking up for fun.
Yeah, and his,
he's his, grabbed the handbrake.
Yeah, he's pulled the e-brake and powered over.
Fast and Furious Cup.
Yeah,
VW Touran with the Hulk on the side of it, wasn't it?
Was yeah,
it
well,
Hulk coming out of the side of it.
Yeah,
ugh.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, he wasn't there.
Jesus.
That was Die Hard of a Vengeance, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was.
You remember that
yeah,
at the start? He gets in the car, him and Samuel L. Jackson, and he keeps, why do you keep calling me Jesus? My name is Zeus, motherfucker. Why do you keep calling me Jesus? He said, that's what he said. Matey come up, matey. The guy came up to him and said, Jesus. No, he didn't say Jesus. He said, hey, Zeus. My name is Zeus.
That's a fucking brilliant film
that
as well.
That is a good film. Yes.
All the Die Hard films are good, actually.
No.
Well, no, the first three.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't count the ones after.
No, yeah, I'm the same. No. Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
I love all of them. All of them. Well, yeah. Well, all seven.
No, the first three. Of them. Yeah, all three of them.
Yeah, they have died for. No, they didn't. No, well, they didn't make
that
a shit
one
film.
Doesn't count.
Put the name in front of it.
Yeah. So you know, obviously, you got there are plenty of like Bond films with really good car chase scenes and
good
whatever
example.
In them. You know, there's plenty of
well,
them.
Well, when we went to see that, Niall fell asleep. Oh,
I knew that was coming. Can we ever? Do you reckon we'd ever be able to bring that up about mentioning the fact that I?
Do you
fell
reckon
asleep?
You'll ever be able to leave the house without falling asleep?
No.
No.
I work hard for a living. You just tap. I'm gonna go downstairs and shout at some people. Wow, you fucking cunt! It'll still be mine one day.
Well, if you fucking went and did that, your job would be easier. If you went and shouted at some people for being fucking useless,
well, this weekend,
being
don't
a
you
little
worry,
bitch.
You weren't complaining last week. If you know what's on the edge, do you want to carry on talking about car movies?
Well, I mean, it's not been car movies related at all, but...
Just, fucking hell, can't win. Right, bye. What are we doing then?
Well, it's been...
Well, I'm just trying, because it's lose-lose of you. We can either talk about what you want to talk about, or we can get done on time. What do you want most?
Done on time.
Done on time. That was obviously a stupid question, that was. Yeah. Well, sorry we're going to cut it short, but John doesn't care about any of you.
In your
well,
presence.
No, let me elaborate on that. Sorry we're going to cut it short. I tried to bring up a topic, and it just got poo-pooed all over.
Kinky. I'm a scared
coffee
man.
Table.
Broken ankle. But, I mean, let's be honest, John. Are you going to complain that we had nothing to talk about before I hit that red circle? And I'm about to hit the square, white square. Racist. And we've managed to... That sounded like one of those fake fart machines. Because there's loads of like farts. That
someone got
goes,
a whoopee cushion.
And that's what that sounded like. Whoopee cushions are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
When we hit a child with a car. No.
When you hit a man in the mouth with your dick.
I was slapping in the mouth with my dick. Can we, right, this is episode 16 of the Patreon. Can we record episode 20 or 25 or some sort of special number of Patreon episodes, and I'll take a Friday night off work, and we'll all go here, probably. It'll be best. And can we do a drunk episode?
I mean,
if you're paying for the taxi home,
wife?
As I say, he'll be drunk.
The wife won't be.
No, but I mean, I'm more than happy to do it. If we did it on a Friday evening, because...
But I'm sacrificing the night
because
off
I
work.
Could,
you can
I could
you
just
can have some childcare,
get up to
surely.
Sharon's and...
Yeah, do that, then. But you can do the same. We'll keep on my sofa. You'll be drunk, it don't matter. The penis, shit.
Yeah.
I'll leave the back door open. No, cats might
maul it. Don't leave your back door open, mate.
Can we do that, then? Because I think that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I'm game.
You're gay?
If you like.
But, only on days ending in Y.
And then Bulge can do... We'll end the episode and Bulge starts getting fighty. Which will be about 10 minutes in.
Two drinks in.
Yeah. We won't need to because after 12 minutes he'll be asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a tired drinker, are you?
Oh, no, I'm a lightweight. I can't drink.
No, we'll get you in a bag, mate. That'll sort you right out.
Oh, yeah. No.
If me and John start doing it, you'll give in to peer pressure.
Niall will blow up your ass for you if you like.
Deal. You're on. Yeah, up for that?
Yeah.
Right, there you go, patrons. Something to look forward to. Let us know in the... Sorry, patrons. Let us know in the Discord that I now have access to, thanks to John.
Even though you ignored it to start with?
Yeah, because I think it's just taken off. John, you don't have the same fucking phone as me. I thought, I'm not even going to open this. I thought, this is going to take the piss and annoy me. You're like, check the video, and I was like, oh fuck, he's actually helping me. So I felt really bad afterwards.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No.
No, you're right. But yeah, let us know in the Discord what episode you'd like to do it on. This is episode 16. I've got episode 20, let's just get it out of the way. What did you just do then, John?
Just
you're such
to
a
see
child.
If my ring would fit over.
Thing is, I do stupid.
He's backing his that. Anus up onto.
I do stupid shit like that. I got bollocked in the bank once because I was spinning a sign because I didn't know if the sign was fixed or if it rotated on its like axis. So I started spinning. I was like, oh, it does spin. So I carried on spinning it. And this woman who worked there came over, grabbed the sign and went, normally I have to tell children not to do that. Like, walked off and I was like...
I'd have been like...
Sorry.
Fuck you, bitch.
But anyway.
See, yes, that's rubbish, that. Because like, if I'd have been there... If I'd have been there with you, I would have kicked right off. I'd have been like, who do you think you are,
talking to this autistic
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, who the fuck do you think you are? This is taken all of his will.
You know Harvey Price? He ain't got shit on this bloke.
to come into this bank because he doesn't cope well in large spaces of people and blah blah.
He needs a large space.
And I'd have kicked right off just to make her feel really, really bad.
The thing is, though, unlike you two, I don't look like I've got Downs. So, anyway, on that note, there you go. There's the face.
Looks like you can't put a bacon roll Downs.
And on that note, I'll give you that. That was very good.
That was very good.
Oh, well, let's just go home now, Ollie Liver, because we ain't going to top that. I'm telling you now. top toppings pizza. Anyway,
hundreds and thousands.
I love hundreds and thousands. Can you tell?
Yeah, we can see.
Right, it's been a pleasure actually. I mean, I took most of the slack as always, but it's been a pleasure. Thanks for your money, and see you in a couple of weeks, old boys.
Yeah, TTFN.
Cheers, then.
So, what was the American thing I said earlier?
Pig iron.
Pig iron.
No.
Okay, bye.